to the left and to the right. Around me, a war wind. Like a fuse to dynamite. The way that you're talking. Every lover that you've ever known. Trying to find someone inside. This calls an answer on the telephone. Too many places to hide. Love, just the way I see it. Run to the darkness and anticipate. See who's coming out to play. All nights and on the telephone. Too many places to play. Still a mystery. Still a shadow that I'm chasing. Are those dark clouds up above, or just the way I'm facing? I'm trying hard to be the one you need. I'm holding out for what was true. But I've got to tell the time I've seen. What could I do, what could I do? You're still a mystery. Still a mystery. Stop playing games with me. Still a mystery. Thank you.
Thank you, and welcome. It's nice to see everybody here. Those are two numbers, the first one called Still a Mystery, and the second, new instrumental, called The Good Fortune Medley, because we thought they were four good tunes, and it's much easier to remember than titles. This next item is a song that pertains very much to where we are tonight. It's about an event that takes place in October every year. The second Wednesday of every month, if you happen to be here, the marketplace and surroundings are full of funfair and stalls and rides and candy floss and big balloon sellers and great place to lose money. And the song's about that. It's called Banbury Fair.
October, night's drawing in, a crescent moon hung in the sky. Smoke out of chimneys, frost on the ground, another year passing us by. Me and a friend with an evening to spare, a shirt collar whiter than white. We talked our way down to the middle of town, with the music, the movement and the light. I rolled a gig in and got stuck at the top with the loveliest girl of the fair. We had a different view of the old town war club as we spoke to and fro in the air. A shot on the rifle range knocked them all down. Missed at the coconut shy. Closed eyes on the voices, just speak so fast. We thought we were going to die. At the top of the town, you've got to be old enough. Down by the boxing booth, acting all rough and tough.
Fills and spills a bit.
I've had my share. We were coming together for Banbury. To see if she could reveal more. We found her with silver, held on to our breath. She gazed in a huge crystal ball, seeing an animal seven hands high, rather wild and free. Now the picture is fading, I see nothing more but a very
spells. of it,
I have my share. We were coming together for Banbury,
coming together for Banbury,
coming together for Banbury,
coming together for Banbury.
Young Chris Leslie, ladies and gentlemen, author.
A song there of Chris Leslie's own devising, along with, I think, Nigel Stoneyer, was he involved in that one? That was just his own. But we'll be doing a number of songs which are to be unleashed upon you in the new year, should we live that long, of course. On a CD that Fairport is currently in its copious free time constructing. This record is going to be called The Wood and the Wire because, hey, it's got to be called something. And there's a title track involved. Guess what's next? It's the title track. It's not about fencing techniques. It's about looking longingly through a music shop window towards the object of your desire. A guitar. Wood. Wire. Hey. Forget the analogy, I'll just tune it up. Here's Peggy to tell you about what's happening later this week.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm very nervous about being here in front of you all because I have no hair. So it was great today because I managed to get like the moon on my head. if I had talent, I'd make a solo album and use it for the album sleeve.
It was the moon and the sun at the same time. It's a really unique trick.
Was it? Oh, I couldn't say what it was. I couldn't see it. See, there are advantages being bald sometimes. Well, that was one of them, I mean. It'll never happen again to me. Is Simon to sing you a song?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know it?
I'm a bit worried about it now.
I can't be worried. They've come for a long way, some of these people.
They bought tickets and expect me to know this.
You'll encourage him, won't you?
Feel at school had a fit on the radio show one night so late. Teacher's words didn't inspire, but he heard some truth in the wood and the wire. In a high street grin, over winked and beckoned, turned his head in a single second. First month's wage, heart's desire, under the spell of the wood and the wire. The wood and the wire contain the man, dreams in his fingers, fire in his hands. Louder than laughter, brighter than fire, got some truth in the wood and the wire.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fastest string change in Banbury this evening, Simon Nicol. There it was.
No, it really will be better with all six strings.
And that's a smaller guitar though, isn't it?
You just can't buy people like that, can you?
You can, a pound to throw, the raffle ticket's outside.
Yeah.
had the fates on a radio show one night so late. Teacher's words didn't inspire, but he heard some truth in a word and a wire. High school window.
Look, it's not funny.
It's not a comedy show.
Let's try the deserter. No.
In a high street window, it winked and beckoned, turned his head in a single second. First month's wage, harsh desire. But he heard some truth in the wood and the wire. The wood and the wire proclaim a man, dreams in his fingers, power in his hands. Louder than laughter, brighter than fire. Heard some truth in the wood. The bedroom door, every half of my favorite soul, singing to his only one, all the songs I've ever sung. Hoping it up like a smelt, every note with every note, even the mirror no longer a liar. All his moves in the wood and the wire. The wood and the wire, fame and mad dreams in the fingers, power and sand. Then laughter, brighter than fire.
It's more effective if it's in front of an audience.
This is a song from way back somewhere.
Oops.
Look. If you're lucky, you'll get old too. Speaking of old people, this song was written by some guys who wised up a long time ago and left this organisation, if the word organisation is not in itself stretching a point. Speaking of points... that's better. That's better than the last one. It was written by... Swarman... Oh, the late Dave Swarbrick. The late Dave Swarbrick and Richard Thompson, who is normally on time. And it's about as far back down the repertoire as we will be caring to look this evening. Those of you who come to get signed copies of M1 Breakdown will be disappointed. It's on my list as Mad Mick.
But his eyes, they are saying,
Chilton song next?
See, look.
Yes, it is. Trying to trick me there. Trying to let go of this track. It's on a suicide mission, isn't it?
It's when you drop your plectrum in it, it's a problem I have.
Well, you would have, having a solid potty guitar.
No, I mean at Christmas when I get my acoustic out, you know, play those old Fairport songs. I always drop my plectrum in, and then I can't find another plectrum, so you use your hand, and then it's like all covered in blood. It's like
usually so somebody else's.
Yeah, but I've got friends too. They come around and get their hands covered in blood playing the guitar too. So,
listen, you will have to excuse us. Anybody been here over the last two nights?
Obviously, got the picture then. You can be sympathetic. Anybody who has just wandered in off the street by accident should realise this is not actually a self-help clinic. Although it has aspects of it. I mean, is Fairport Convention a musical band, or is it just a way of turning cheap white wine into music? You tell me. I don't know. Anyway, und jetzt wir haben ein andere Lieder von Stiftelsen. Das heißt der Splitternacht der Straßenräuber. Nice eclipse in Stuttgart today, I hear.
Translated, that means yes, we have no bananas. So if you know the chorus, please.
To the distance, they make it to the gulch, bending all resistance. The more Georgie that Harry met on four up at the past one. You can see the van of girls that makes the people laugh.
All you other fellows, this is a bloody hand.
Time to turn around and give the Mickey power again.
Come on, you other fellows, this is a bloody hand.
Welcome on the violin, Mr. Rick Sanders. Here's Ricky.
Anyone of you into literature? Look at this fabulous new book that's out this very day. Just seen this guy. Fantastic. Anna Ryder's Fairport on Tour, 1999. The Internet Diary of Fairport Convention's Winter Tour with Cartwheel up with a cartoon strip, The Normal Adventures of the Fairport Five. It's very funny. So it's for sale here tonight. I think it's recommended reading. And Anna's a very clever girl, as you know. She knows quite a lot of jazzy type chords. So I'd like to dedicate this Woodworm Swing to Anna on her new book. Thanks, Anna.
That's very nice. Hey!
Miss Riders, are you there, Anna?
Yeah,
I'm here,
Anna.
Make that louder, please.
I must congratulate you on a remarkable piece of publishing timing there. Just getting that internet diary out on, you know, it's a hard, finished paperwork, just in time for the festival. Did we mention there was a festival this weekend? No, we didn't yet.
But we will.
Thank you.
Heavy and Money Inc. Woo!
Rick Sanders on the film and author. Author.
Drummer? Was there a drummer on that? Oh, I can't believe it. It all went so smoothly. I can't believe there was a drummer involved. Jerry Conway.
Stand up, Jerry. Oh, you are.
This next song. this next song is about three characters who greatly influenced my life as a teenager.
The three wise men. The Beverly sisters.
No. Two of them were from a village not too far from here, in West Oxfordshire, called Bampton in the Bush.
A likely story.
And they were Morris dancers, in fact, two fantastic old chaps.
The Pamayres brothers.
And the third chap was a chap called Mont Abbott, who was a shepherd in Church Enstone. And the furthest he ever travelled in his life, more or less, was from Church Enstone to Great Chew and back, which is about 5 miles all round trip. But he had a fantastic worldly mind. He knew about all kinds of things. So this song's a mixture of all three of them, and it's called The Dancer.
His father was a dancer before him, and his father before him, and his father before him. Moving in line with the steps that came down through the years. Like a spell through the streets, everyone had their stories and family glories. Ribbon swayed in the air of a new summer breeze. It's in his very heart. It's in his very bone. Absorbing all its glory. Absorbing all its glory. It was written in the stone. You could see it in the stone. It was played with such joy. It's hard to remember. So hard to remember. When the feet felt so light. It's in his very bone, absorbing all its glory, absorbing all its glory. It's in his very bone.
But if we're spared, we'll be playing on Saturday night anyway. So you can just like slide your walk into the building, nobody will notice. Also on Saturday, because have I noticed some of you have come here for a festival sort of occasion? This is like a bit of a warm up. Well, it's the same for us, really. That's why we're here too. So isn't that great? This communality of interest, spirit of adventure and togetherness between us.
Yeah, were you on drugs or something?
Yeah, they're just wearing off.
It's up to me.
They won't be wearing off, David. I'd just like to say that we do really appreciate the fact that the property is part of your calendar as much as ours. Vital to our existence as a band, certainly vital to our existence as individuals, being part of that band. And we love it, and thank you very much for making it possible, because it's just not worth it. You know, you do all that setting up, you pay all those wages, you put up fencing, you know, you hire all that equipment, and then nobody turns up. Bit of a damn squib, really. So thank you very much. I'd just like to say that. I guess some of you will be there. But one of the turns that will be on over the weekend is Ralph Mantel, who's a friend of ours, a man who's cunningly arranged his life to avoid actually being ever a member of Fairport Convention, and yet being so close to being that state. Lucky chap. And I looked back down my lists and I found that it was 1990 the last time he played at the property as himself. And we're looking forward to seeing him on stage. We'll be there heckling from the front row as usual when he's playing. And this is a song which he contributed to our repertoire in 1985. Without it, it would be a very different world, I think. Not that a song could change the world, but it can do a bit. I can't tune a guitar for him, but I have to tune this guitar for it, because now I'm giving it the big build-up, I'm getting all nervous. What do you call two guitar players?
The Emily Brothers.
No. Playing in unison. Counterpoint. Counterpoint, actually. Musician's joke. and some fallen standing around.
Did I tell you about the
I'd like to dedicate this one to
I'd like to ask Rob if he's got a cassette in the recorder.
I'm sure there is. It's already got my bid on it. Let's not forget July the 4th, 1980. You can't remember, can you? It was in New York City. This is for anybody who has yet to make love in the open air. Seriously. Thank you.
I went down to higher infant for the simple fever. I noticed a lady in the very next room, and I hoped she'd be my neighbor. Imagine then by the night when the father bit us both. There was hope, not a word, and I got to the farm. My heart beat in my throat. My lodging was dry, a master friend. I gave her full pleasure. I corn in the field by any wind. For his house was my treasure. I'd watch her carry water or drive cows from the byre. In the heat from the sun make the corn more strong, and with it my desire. I swung harder with my scythe, few words between us passed, and I cursed my tongue-tied youthfulness, and hoped she'd hear my heart. All safely gathered in, and we sat down to rest. My trembling fingers brushed her hands, and she placed them on her breast. The girl from the higher infant.
Simon Nicol.
Thank you. We're fast approaching an interval time soon, which you will take possibly a 20 to 25 minute break, depending on your drinking needs. And raffle ticket purchasing and other purchasing possibly as well, you never know. Anna's book, all kinds of things. But before that, we have a fantastic treat in store. We've been over 20 years ago, I was driving on the Oxford Road in my brother's car. He didn't know at the time. But and I was listening to the radio and on the John Peel show, as used to be late at night, and I heard this track that I had to pull over and listen to it. It was fantastic. I'd never heard anything like it before. It was a wonderful sound. And it was from an album called Stroll On by the next artist to come on stage. And it was such a fantastic song. I went out and bought the album. And the fantastic thing is that it's been released on CD, on compact disc. And after that, I was lucky enough to be part of his band on stage and a duo over many years. Please give a big hand for the wonderful singer-songwriter Steve Ashley. Yeah!
Valuable interval time away, but another round of applause for Liz's for Chris's introduction. That was so lovely, wasn't it? I thought it was great.
A total pack of lies.
Okay.
How much did he give you?
Five.
I'll introduce you.
It's more than we earn on gigs. Okay, we'll finish this off with one of the songs that made me obscure. I wrote this in the previous Eclipse. Oh, are we ready? I'm not on my own. It's a whole gag, isn't it?
Winter's coming. We
for pine.
Stolen from Steve Tilston, who's a great songwriter. We've nicked lots of his songs in the past, and we intend to do that in the future as well, if we're spared. This is a song called Rocky Road. It goes like this.
I'm looking forward to
which is that? The best is to go and roll.
Oh, this rock and roll, it makes the door hard sore.
If I ever get up this rock and roll, I can't get up anymore.
Please, a very special welcome for Dave Swarbrick.
Yeah. And his friend, our friend and yours, Richard Thompson. Yeah.
Century. Mind you, it's seen one millennium, you've seen them all. This next song is definitely going to come creaking out of retirement now. It's from the same record. And I'm looking forward to hearing it again.
comes so bitterly. Cut to the chorus, friend, but don't you come to me. Just a road, just a road. Just a road and a drum. Just a road, just a road. And the world has begun.
Just a road.
back the team. Richard and Swabby. Well, we're the same album. Let's do a set of tunes and open side two, I think. Although I haven't played side two for some time.
Whose side are you?
Traditional arranged D. Swarbrick.
great. Thank you. And the happy power of Shani's lungs out there. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Back down memory lane. That took us back to the Full House album. Now, what happened after the Full House album? It was so successful artistically and commercially and professionally and personally that, of course, Richard immediately made the irrevocable and life changing decision to leave Fairport Convention. Wise move. And he went off and he wrote loads and loads of songs, some of which turned up in his first solo album. We don't get to hear these songs often enough. But now he's under our thumb again. We've persuaded him to do one of those early items.
We've got his car keys now.
And we've got the negatives of the car keys. This is not off Henry the Human Flights, off a bit later on. Are you right, Pat?
I can't work with this stuff, honestly.
That's what you said in 1970.
It's the same
album. It's the same equipment.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But this is a song I started doing with Richard in, I think about 1973. And it takes me right back. And I love this song. It's such a joy to.
I love you guys in April.
So joyful to have it back with us. Thanks, Richard. You'll never know.
Well,
I've never
known
how to start
in a minute.
Never know which one it is, but yeah. loss to...
I don't know whether to make the announcements longer or the song shorter, is it? But, I don't know. Somehow we're losing the throat here.
Yeah.
The crowd's starting to, you know, get...
The crowd is turning up, there's no doubt about it. Compared to the band, that's a good
sign. Yeah, but like the band, the crowd started turning ugly about 20 years ago. Oh, that's a bit salty, isn't it? It's promising territory.
And then Richard's career moved on as a singer-songwriter. No, I can't do that. It's too embarrassing.
Sweep us, Simon. Sweep us on a magic carpet of song now.
Sweep us through.
Pages off the calendar. Train with trails. Paris. Headlines in New York.
I've run out of font on my my aid memoir down here on the floor. So it says this one is Waltzings for Doctors.
Well, doctors have a good time as well, don't they? Yeah, so, you know, especially there.
Oh, play me a blues song. I'm fair down the light. I'm sad as a problem. I can be sad tonight. Just let me dream on, oh, just let me swim while the sweet violins and the saxophones play. I must have don't know me, but can't we pretend that we care for each other till the burn reaches the end? One step for break, two steps for break, thousands of dreams and losers in love. One step for sign, two steps for crime, thousands of dreams and losers in love. Oh, that's it, love's begun. To let swings up that heart on love, and I lost everything. So don't send me home now, put a shot in my arm, and we'll drink out of memories, and we'll drink in the dark. And Mr. Bandy Leader, won't you play one more time, for I could fall in to break, two steps for breaking, bosses for dreams, and losers in love. One step for sign, two steps for crime, bosses for dreams, and losers in love.
Short and technical intermission. Why does Tom 2 take longer to burn than Tom 1?
Because bigger.
It's normally in the case.
Go on, hit it again, Jess, see what happens.
It's nice with the sound of that.
Can you do the number without Tom 2?
Well, I suppose I could use Tom 1.
Could you use Tom 1 twice?
Now with the other microphone, the spare microphone. Sorry, Cropperty.
Drumsticks are very sharp. Swiss Army.
I like your. You probably haven't met Matthew yet, but this is Matthew. This is his VA. Matthew is undoubtedly one of the coolest people you'll ever meet. He's like so relaxed in any sort of turbulent situation. Things are going wrong. He's the man.
Can we go to the bar, find some Murphy's, please?
As Kevin Keegan said, you know, one of his famous football manager quotes, he said, "Oh, it's fantastic." The ball like, went in the back of the net, like, it's like a flash, like a surgeon's knife, bang!
He's been very brave. He's doing it without a microphone on Tom 2, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's hear it for
Jerry Conway.
Down in the dumps, and we didn't have
to try. Our old town was just like a graveyard. Come around the corner, and when do we hear? Oh, rock and roll music coming loud and clear. The joint is jumping, no hesitation. We're all giving ourselves free invitations. Hey, crash the party, oh, they crash the party. You're gonna put up a fire on a Saturday night. Crash the party.
Ben Thompson.
Thank you.
you. This next song tells of a breakfast gone horribly wrong, and one of the couple has to go to work with huge umbrage in their mind. And when they get there, they get even more fed up, thinking, I didn't mean to say that first thing I said this morning, which then I had a terrible sentence said back to me, and then I said something else. And it got worse and worse until, in the stony silence of the room, all we could hear was the snap, crackle, and pop. A terrible feeling there. And at work they decide they can maybe phone home or get in touch in some way, send a fax, send an email. But this song, the person is at work and it's impossible to do any of those things because it's at least 50 years ago and the person is a lighthouse keeper.
Yes. A lighthouse keeper?
And in fact, that stony silence...
It's actually...
That stony silence is exactly what he's hearing.
But then, of course, lighthouse keeping has never been a major occupation for the people of Bambridgeshire.
There's Banbury Lock, Simon. That's, you know, that lockhouse. Anyway, it's called Close to You.
Storm has come and gone, but I still
time. I can only see what I have heard. Another stone has come and gone, but I stood firm. I want to be close.
Song that's been in the repertoire for a little while, it's going to be on the next record if we're spared, but it's already on, you don't say it's on tape anymore, do you? It's on disc. This is a song from the last studio record we did, and it was a result of an accidental and very fortuitous and happy encounter with a young lady from the planet California, which we had a few years ago in, the encounter was had rather, a few years ago in Australia, at the Canberra Folk Festival, very nice place, National Folk Festival in Canberra, very nice. Take some warm clothing, because it does get rather chilly in Canberra. But the lady's name is Christina Olsen, and the reason I'm spinning this out is not just to give Jerry a chance to get yet another microphone put on Tom 2, but because Christina Olsen, for it is of her whom I speak, is performing in this very room on September the 19th. That's a Sunday. Put it in your diaries now. Be here. That's an order. Good luck, studio. Good luck, studio.
She leaves the seatbelt dangling, kind of a mistress right before.
Sunlight is a witchy, and she doesn't seem to know.
about the intersection of your old life's home. It's dangerous. Now he's standing at the airport, he's standing at the gates. He can't believe she's having no time to make a beat. He barely made it through the night this time, and it is dangerous. Dangerous. See you on Friday. Get there Friday. We've got some great turns on this weekend. Thanks to Mr. Big.
Thank you very much.
Good night. Simon Nichols.
Jerry Conway.
Rick Sanders. Cecily. And Rick Charles. Thank you. Mr. Thompson, James Morgan, Steve Ashley.
And a very hard-working crew.
Fast and open, get there quick. Remember me.
We're going to do an extremely boring humdrum side two, middle of side two kind of throwaway album track now. From 1969. 68, I think. Nobody thought this song was going to be anything more than just a throwaway. And who can say that? Up a bit, Ava. Fairport D.
That's
near enough for folkism. Because the song has somehow or another, in the last 30 plus years, transformed itself from just being a throwaway album track into a little anthem. It's a bit of musical mystery. But it's going to work much better if you all practice it now, because you can really see a lights out on Saturday. I'd like to thank Richard for writing it. Richard Thompson. Songs, all finding better words, but these ideas never lasted long. Who is it along that road?
Time is up, I wanna see you all.
say goodnight to everyone. Here's Richie. Say goodnight to Chris. Thank you.